You know, many times we want to do our will rather than surrendering to the will of God. Sometimes we think our will is better or our choices are better. My friend, there could be no better place to be than in the center of the will of God for your life. Perhaps right now you know that you're running from the Lord and God is reaching out to you. God is dealing with your heart. I encourage you, surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit today.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today, and we are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all of your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. What we find here is that God was reaching out to Israel, the people of God, but the people weren't listening. They were in sin. They were in rebellion against the Lord. In fact, they were worshiping idols and other things. And the Lord was dealing with them, reaching out to them through the preaching of the word, through the prophets to the people. But my friend, they rebelled against the Lord. Time and time again, we find God reaching out to them. And the Lord does the same thing to us. You know that God had a purpose and a plan for Israel, and God has a purpose and a plan for you. That's right. God cares about you. God loves you. God sees you. God knows you. And He has a purpose for your life. Number one, I know this, that God's purpose is that you be saved, that you be born again, that you know Him as your Lord and Savior, that you have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Just because you believe that there's a God doesn't mean that you're saved. My friend, the only way that you can be washed of your sins, forgiven of your sins, is to repent of your sins, confess it to Jesus Christ, and ask Christ to come into your heart and to be your Lord and your Savior. But once you're saved, it is God's purpose in your life that you follow His will. A lot of times we have our own plan, don't we? We have our own agenda. You know, we have our own future kind of mapped out. But my friend, maybe God has something totally different for you. And it would be good for you to take a step back and allow some room for God to work in your life. Sometimes we think about, or we already make a decision of what we're going to be, what we're going to do, but we don't really consider God. We don't really pray to the Lord, asking Him what His will is for our lives. My friend, it'd be good to take a step back and pray, truly pray, with a true heart and seek the face of God. And if you do, you will be found of Him. He will listen to you. And it would be good that we take a step back, that we might allow some room for the Lord to speak to our hearts, to guide and to direct us as to what His purpose is for our lives. My friend, it is good to be in the center of the will of God. There is no better place than to be in the will of God. Maybe it might be even a difficult place, but if it's the will of God, it's going to be okay. God was reaching out to the people of Israel, but they rebelled against Him. God had no choice but to raise up another nation to take them into their captivity for 70 years. Yes, the word of God came to pass. There are Christians, I believe, today that are in some kind of bondage because they decided to go their own way, to do their own thing, rather than consider God. Or maybe the Lord was speaking to their heart. Maybe God was even dealing with them. And they knew what was right. They knew what was wrong. But they did what they wanted to do anyway. And now they are in a captivity or a bondage. My friend, what we need to do is go to the Lord, repent of our sins, and ask God to forgive us. Ask the Lord to help us. There came a time when God brought the children of Israel out of their captivity. Yes, 70 years, but there was that day when they were released. My friend, the only way we can be delivered is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.